We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I listen to your show every single day.
Breakfast Club?
God damn it, the Breakfast Club.
Put that ass up on the Breakfast Club.
Tell her,
man. You can't say Breakfast Club without the Breakfast Club.
You're like this rare air.
Your numbers are just through the roof. You got platforms and partners all over the place because your demand is so high, people want to be in business with the Breakfast Club.
I don't think white people know how popular you guys are.
DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God.
Yeah, you guys really are like the hip-hop early morning and late night talk show.
Yo,
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet, it's Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday, and we got Lauren LaRosa back with us this morning.
Hey, y'all, good morning.
Dropping the clues bombs for Taylor Made It.
Yeah, shout out to Taylor Made It.
Taylor Made It does all the imaging on Breakfast Club, and she's not even the official imaging person.
That's right.
Why, I don't know. One day somebody gonna steal and hire her and give her an official imaging job, and then we gonna be looking stupid because we should have put her on and made her the official imager. But that's not my department, so let me shut up.
Hey,
I'm just out here talking.
You already said everything. You shut up now.
I know. It's the holiday season.
They always look stupid up here sometimes.
Hey, it's okay.
Nah,
I love Taylor.
But you know,
that's why I hire her in other aspects of my life.
As you should.
But she should be the official imaging person of the Breakfast Club. Her imaging is amazing. Drop on the clues, Mom for Taylor. Imaging is very important for a show. Imaging is like another personality on the show.
It's an intro. Imaging it's an outro. It guides you.
Imaging
it takes
is
you where
everything.
You need to go. Yes. It
imaging
does.
Is everything.
Absolutely.
Like my 8-year-old daughter will run in the room sometime and be like, what does she say? The Breakfast Club, your mornings will never be the same.
Yes.
I'm like, why are you listening to the show with them kids in the car? Okay. All right. Shocked the hell out of me first time she said that. I'm like, who told you to listen to that show? Don't listen to that
damn show. Two guys are crazy.
That's right.
And what you hear on the show is just acting, okay? Just so you know.
The Breakfast Club, your mornings will never be the same.
Well, I got a salute to the New York Giants last night.
What?
I'm tired. They pulled off a win last night. You need, just wait, you know what? Bring the music down.
That's a pointless
one. Tell me you need me.
What?
Tell me you need me.
I don't need you.
My Giants will play the Eagles twice this year. So tell me you need me. You need us to win.
Y'all not going to win.
We are. So
I'm not even looking at y'all. Y'all not the people I'm looking at.
Did you just cross your leg, too?
I did cross my leg.
This is very sensual. Yes, like, what is happening?
You need me.
No.
You need us to win one of those games.
I'm looking for the Seahawks to possibly beat the Eagles, and I'm looking for the Cardinals
you
to potentially beat
us.
The Eagles.
You need us. We play the Eagles
I
twice.
I know y'all can't.
Don't say what you know. What we don't. You didn't think we was going to win last
the
night.
The only way y'all beat the Eagles is if, like, the Eagles pull out Jalen Hurts and a bunch of their starters for the last game of the season.
No.
That's it.
Jalen Hurts is the best looking man on the world planet.
And by then, we should know who is going to win the NFC East.
You got any Italian music?
I highly doubt it's going to get to the last game.
You ain't got no Italian
season.
Music? We need some Italian music.
What?
DeVito.
Bro, you want to be everything but black. You've been Dominican? You want to be Dominican? You want to be Italian? Do you ever want to be black? Do you ever want to be black?
I'm black.
I can't tell. Act like it sometimes.
I'm black all my life.
I can't tell you. That's what Italian music.
I'm Italian music because DeVito, my quarterback, is Italian.
It's a hip-hop and R&B station. We just got Italian music at the ready.
Wait, I'm sure we got some Sopranos in there somewhere,
oh
right?
Oh, my God. They're going to play something from All Dogs Go to Heaven. Something stupid. Play something from Goodfellas. Something dumb.
Well, shout and salute to all the Giants fans out there. Yes, the Cowboys
what?
Need us.
No, we don't.
Yes, they do. They
no,
need
don't.
Us.
That's
yes,
why you wear your jacket today. You wear your jacket all the time, too?
Every time my team wins. Okay. I wear my outfits, my clothes.
This is my first time I seen you wear it. When the last time they won?
That's not funny.
It was a serious question.
You want to be joking? Who's your team? Who's your team?
I don't
the
have
Delaware
a team.
Groundhogs.
The
Delaware
what?
Groundhogs.
All right. No, serious question. I've never seen a jacket. Good fit today, though.
You know what?
But our schedule is way tougher than y'all's for the last four games. We play the Bills, the Dolphins, the Lions, and then the Commanders. Y'all play the Seahawks.
They should watch the Commanders.
No, the Eagles play the Seahawks, the Giants.
Giants
the Cardinals,
twice.
Then the Giants.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well.
We should watch the who?
I said y'all should watch the Commanders.
Oh, yeah. I didn't worry about that game. No.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. We got front page news coming up. Teslin Figueroa will be joining us. And on move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. Lauren LaRose is our guest co-host. And good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Lauren. Good morning, Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, good morning. Good morning.
All right, let's jump right into it. Last night, you got my theme music? There we go. Last night, the Giants beat the Packers 24-22.
Is this your friend?
I'm not paying.
Get your mans in here. Come get him.
The Giants are 5-8. That's just silly.
So what? We win 4, we'll be 9-8.
That's just silly.
We'll win 4 more games and we'll be 9-8.
I believe you.
Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
The Dolphins beat the Titans beat the Dolphins last night 28-27. What up, Tez?
What's going on? I want to say just a quick shout out to Lady of Rage, the Queen. I got a chance to watch that 50-year hip hop. Did you catch up on it?
Mm-mm. No.
You mean the Grammys?
Still, like, the thing that we missed.
Yeah, the Grammys,
CBS.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh,
I still
man.
Didn't see it. I seen parts of it. The game was on. That's the reason why.
Well, it's on Paramount. You should go watch it. The way I hollered, my daughter came in and was like, are you okay?
Afro,
you
know, the way I hollered. With my Afro puffs. All right. Well,
the way I hollered.
Let's jump right into it. Let's talk about the man that threw the chair in the Montgomery brawl.
Yeah, this is our final update on the chairman. You know, we covered this story earlier this year, and I wanted to give you the final update. Reggie Ray, who was known as the chairman, who was seen on the viral video of the Montgomery brawl that we all talked about, he pled guilty in municipal court. Now, you remember earlier we talked about this story, I guess about a month or so ago. There was a little bit of confusion on what was happening in municipal court, but it was a charge of a misdemeanor. He was sentenced to 90 days in jail, which was suspended, so they did not send him to jail. And he was ordered to perform 50 hours of community service and pay court costs totaling $357. He didn't have any comment yesterday, him or his attorney. City officials declined to comment on whether he was charged, why he was not charged with misdemeanor assault. Mm-hmm. The person that I guess that he hit the chair with, they did not file charges against him. So that's good.
Yeah.
And
right,
so
they still can, right? They still consume civilly?
I mean, I guess at any time, but I'm sure when you decide, when you say you're not going to file charges, I'm sure, you know, they probably had him sign some type of paperwork to go ahead and dismiss that case.
Okay.
So that's the final update in that with the chairman. I know we had some confusion on that earlier. And the municipal court, just so you know, because I know there was some confusion on that because the police had came out and said they didn't charge him. But just so everybody's clear, the municipal court has jurisdiction over Class C misdemeanors, which is punishable by fines only. So basically, when they took everybody to jail, everybody got a ticket, and they sorted it out in court.
I respect it. You know, he did what he had to do. He pled guilty. He took the charge. Life moves on.
I'm going to tell my kids he was an Avenger.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Thank you, Tez.
Thank you.
Now, what are we talking about next hour?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about New Jersey. You guys may remember that man that was shouting racial slurs and told everybody to pull up. Well, we're going to find out what happened when they pulled up and what the end result was.
All right, we'll get into that next hour. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah.
What's up, Trav?
Lauren, what's up, boo?
Hey.
What's up, Shar? Where you at, Shar?
Hey, sis, what's happening?
Hey, sis.
Oh, man, I'm calling today to rub it in Envy's face. Envy, I'm going to rub something on your face that the Cowboys is going to the bowl, baby. We're going to the bowl.
You're going to the toilet bowl.
Let's be humble, Trav.
You're going to the toilet bowl, Trav. Right. And you need me, Trav.
All right,
you need the
I'm
Giants.
I'm not going to rub in your face then.
You need the Giants to beat the Cowboys. I mean, you need the Giants to beat the Eagles.
No.
Yes, you do.
We're not even looking at that.
Yes, you do.
We do not need the Giants to do anything for us. We control our destiny. It doesn't matter how we're going to get to play all the playoffs.
Yeah, I looked at the when I looked at the Eagles schedule, I didn't even look at the Giants. The only potential losses I see for the Eagles are this week against the Seahawks, and maybe the Cardinals can pull off some type of upset. Giants, no chance.
We're definitely going to win one of those games.
I said, y'all can lose to the Cardinals, then y'all can lose to the Seahawks. Eddie F, I'll be calling you later, Eddie. I'm looking for you. Don't run, don't hide. I'm looking for you, Eddie.
Wow. All right. Okay. Good luck, Eddie. Hello, who's this?
My name is Jaden.
Oh. Hey, Jaden. How old are you?
7.
Hey, good morning. You on your way to school or you just getting up?
I'm on my way to school.
Why does your dad have you listening to this filth in the morning?
They only listen to it once in a while.
Good.
Oh, okay. How are you, King? You good?
I'm good. But how are you, Jaden?
Blessed, black, and highly favored.
But my wrist is broken.
Oh, you broke your wrist? How'd you break your wrist?
I was on the monkey bars, and then after that, I jumped in, and I landed on my wrist.
Oh man. Well, I hope you feel better, young... Are you a girl or boy?
A boy.
I hope you feel better, young king.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want my hoverboard fixed and a Nintendo.
Okay.
A Nintendo?
Yeah.
And a hoverboard fixed.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah, kids play still play Nintendo.
Yeah, of course.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a bunch of new Nintendos, a Switch, so many different
moves. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, you've been good, so you're going to get that? Is Santa going to deliver it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, you enjoy your Christmas, and you have a great day at school, all right?
Okay.
All right, my brother.
Alrighty.
Peace.
Aw.
That was cute.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jabba the Hutt.
Hey, Jabba the Hutt. I know you called up here to talk testicles this morning, so hello. Let's go.
Hey, good morning, Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, Charlamagne, Lauren. How you doing?
We doing good. King. Good morning. This 13?
Yes. No. Hey, Char, I was calling for you, man. Hey, I just got my vasectomy done.
Okay.
On the 28th.
How you feel?
And everything went well.
Me and Charlamagne going together Friday.
No, we not. I'm going to get a consultation Friday. I don't know why Envy keep lying. I'm going to do a consultation Friday. How long after the consultation do you get the surgery?
So, it was 2 weeks.
Okay. So, what'd you have to do? What was the process like after you got it done?
So, the first one was the consultation. Just be ready to drop it because they're going to see it.
So, make sure I'm on Chubb. Make sure I'm on Chubb. Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. But on the day of the surgery... they definitely do what the other caller talked about last week. They're definitely going to make sure you're clean so you can do it at home. Have your wife help you, not DJ.
So you got to be completely bald on your
He's not talking about clean. He's talking about masturbating when he sees clean. Like,
no,
clean
not, bro. Yes, shut up, man. You don't even pay attention.
No, I'm talking about clean.
Your hair.
Oh.
Get your mind out of it.
Exactly. Oh, sorry. He's so silly. You don't listen.
No. Nope.
So you mean, like, I got to be completely bald, like the testicles and the shaft?
Yeah. Yep.
Damn. All right. I'll figure that part out.
I thought you was doing the wax.
I think I'm going to go do the wax.
That's tough.
I think I'm going to do the wax.
Yo, there's no way.
That is tough.
What?
It's fast, though. It's quick.
Okay.
He's telling a girl that does it. He's telling a woman that does it by how it's going to be.
Is it your first time?
But it's quick, though.
But is this your first time?
Of course. But it's quick.
Make sure you give yourself some time in between that and whenever this surgery thing is happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey,
I can't wait for you. Actually, that will make my Christmas, the pain that you're going to go through.
All right. So you feel good, brother? You had to put the ice pack on it?
You put the ice pack on it definitely for about a good 2 days. The walk is going to be a little wobble.
Okay.
Then after 2 days, definitely they tell you 5 days of nothing. No action, no misses, no mister.
No misses, no mister.
What?
You can't
sex
get
you
busy.
Mean.
Oh.
So, and then DJ, if you're going as a support, I'm sure they
he's
can.
Not, he, shut up. He's not going as no support.
This is my part. Guys, what'd you say, Jabba?
He's not going as no support.
If I go as support, what, Jabba?
No, he's not.
What'd you say, Jabba?
Hey, DJ, if you're going as a support, go ahead. They may let you in and let you watch.
I'm not going to let him in. Thank
hey,
you, sir.
I just want to say one last thing.
Yes, sir.
Love you guys. Listen to you guys a lot. And I'm turning 40 in about 2 years. I was really hoping to meet my celebrity idol, Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs?
We got a fake Tay Diggs, Charlamagne. Yeah, you want to meet him?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. Meeting Tay Diggs ain't too hard, man. Yo,
shut
you know
up,
what I'm saying?
Yo, shut up, man.
Like, that ain't really a tough one. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you can go meet Tay Diggs somewhere. You know, your local Starbucks. You'll probably bump into him. You know, maybe.
Yeah, welcome. Being in Minnesota is that easy. I know you guys.
Being in Minnesota.
Yeah, he's in LA.
Where does Tay Diggs hang out in LA? I know you know.
You see him everywhere. He be at the girl. He just be out.
They be in the grocery store, Starbucks,
yeah,
and all
he
that.
He just lives his life like a normal person. He ain't in Minnesota though. It's cold as hell there.
Mm. Jabba, so if you see Tay Diggs, what are you gonna say when you see him?
No, I just want to get a picture. I have my celebrity look-alike, and everybody tells me I look like Tay Diggs.
So you look like Charlamagne too.
Why you thought I know where he be at?
Well, we gonna figure that out for you, brother. We gonna help you meet Tay Diggs one day, man.
No, we not. Like, why you lying to that man?
Thank you.
Go to LA and go to Erewhon.
Have a good one.
Erewhon,
what's that?
The grocery. Y'all don't know about Erewhon. Y'all got money. Y'all know about Erewhon.
There's no Erewhons out here.
I said go to LA.
We all live in LA.
I'm telling him for his birthday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why would I know where Tay Diggs is?
Because you used to work for TMZ.
Oh.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
We were going to go down to Miami. Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign had a big rave, like, album listening last night.
Yep.
And Northwest is, she made her, like, rap debut.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Lauren LaRosa's here. She's our special guest host. And let's get to the rumors.
Lauren LaRosa.
I've been here for a little bit.
I think a lot of people will recognize the voice and the name. Here we go.
On The Breakfast Club.
Lauren came in hot.
You know, I came in telling the truth. Kanye West is back outside with the music, y'all. So he had dropped a song a few months ago with Ty Dolla $ign called Vultures. And this is that song is actually a part of a full project called Vultures, which they held a rave last night in Miami to close out
Art Basel
Miami Art Week. And tickets were $200 for general admission. VIP tickets were $600. Mm-hmm. It was lit. But one of the biggest parts of the night was Northwest making her rap debut.
She performed live? She performed there?
She performed. North the Rapper is crazy. I feel old.
Northwest don't got school?
She's probably homeschooled. She's Northwest. Who knows? I'm sure they booked a school to travel with her to Miami. They got it.
Yeah, I'm sure she's homeschooled.
Yeah, but okay. So let's take a listen to Northwest. Nerf West in the pocket is crazy. Kim had talked about, I think it was like earlier this year, she talked about the fact that like sometimes she's riding in the car with Nerf West and Nerf makes her put on instrumentals and she'll like write raps.
What?
Yeah, so okay. I mean, I think there's something there.
How follow her daddy's verse? Footsteps.
And knock it off. It's going to be...
was a vibe.
Yeah, don't ask us how we feel about a little kid's verse. What are we supposed to say? Oh, it's garbage. No, she's a little kid. She's just playing
around.
So
just say you like it. Say it sounds good.
It's cool. Like, she's like, come on.
Child. I think everybody does that.
We are too.
They're happy for their child and they put their child first.
But it's sad that we're infatuated with these celebrities so much that we're infatuated with their children now.
You work at the Breakfast Club. You're what do you think you talk about all day long?
Not people's kids.
Celebrities, their kids, their lives. Man, it's your job.
Listen, it's going to be interesting to see if Kanye West's new music can recapture the masses. It's going to be interesting to see if people care about Kanye's new music in that way.
What other songs did he play last night?
Talking about capturing the masses, I think it will because of the artists that he has on the project. So yes, Chris Brown, Lil Durk, Bad Bunny, even got a song with Charlie Wilson that everybody's like really excited about right now. Let's take a listen to that.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one? Yeah. Am I sexual? Yeah. Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now.
Y'all know what's crazy is? He even gets into the whole, like, anti-Semitic stuff in this album, too. Like, he asks, how am I anti-Semitic? I don't even think people are going to care about a lot of that stuff when it drops fully. The way that his celebrity is set up and the way that music moves people, you ask him if he's going to capture the masses? I don't know, but it'll capture enough people.
The people he offends are going to care. But you know what's crazy is? You ain't even ask us how we feel about the Charlie Wilson record.
Because
you asked us how we felt about Northwest. You shouldn't even be asking how you feel about somebody's child record. You didn't even ask us how we feel about the Charlie Wilson
record. My question on
Nerf. Soon as the Northwest record played, her first question was, what y'all think about the Northwest?
Somebody
Charlie
Wilson, the old man,
she ain't
saying
nothing.
Can we please get the old man his statin?
Did she say anything?
He takes a statin at night. He needs the mini aspirin.
I know some people are doing it in the morning.
Baby aspirin.
You need the mini aspirin.
Please give him the baby aspirins. So before I got to ask you how you guys felt about it, I wanted to give the people some background. So, of course, this is a Backstreet Boys sample. I think people are really excited, though, because, you know, everybody loves Uncle Charlie. The sample is fire, though. How did you guys feel about the sample, Charlamagne? About the song?
I got to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, I got to hear the song in full.
You did all that.
I was just showing how
I
gotta hear the song.
They say I gotta hear the song.
I was just showing how the messiness of it all. When you play somebody's child rapping,
it's not
and
messy.
Then you ask a group of adults, what do you think about this child?
Because what you were supposed to say was Northwest actually sounds good. Like there is.
Why was I supposed to say that?
Because you know how many kids get on music and it's just like they're being kids. She actually got a little.
She sounded like a kid.
She got a little vibe to it. Y'all know what I'm saying? Yes, y'all do.
No,
she was like, you could do this to that. You could move your head to that.
Northwest, I'm the bestie.
And she probably
messy.
Wrote it. That's so fire for
Here's
her.
Thing. Kids, whatever. Kids always are a vibe. They're kids. Like you've never heard, have you ever heard a kid and be like, man, that's garbage?
Yes.
No. See, that's the thing. You're never going to say a song is garbage. It's like you're never going to say a kid is baby's ugly. Nobody ever going to say, that baby ugly. Nobody says that.
You're not supposed to say that?
Well, okay. She's from Delaware. A lot of ugly babies. That's what she's trying to say.
Yo.
You've seen a lot in your lifetime. Okay.
Yo.
I understand, Laura.
Now ain't nobody ever seen an adult-faced child. Okay, whatever.
Shout out to Delaware. All
okay, right. We're going to move on.
She ain't even denied either.
Nah, she didn't.
Damn, Lauren.
It's a universal language. Adult-faced babies are universal. It's not just Delaware.
Okay.
But I love kids. Shout out to the kids.
Yeah, but I love kids. All right. And that is your rumor report. When we come back, we got front page news. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Lauren LaRose is our guest co-host. What up, Tez?
What's going on, DJ Envy? Good morning, Lauren. Good morning, Charlamagne the Guy.
Good morning.
Now, last night in Monday Night Football, the Giants beat the Packers 24-22. The Titans beat the Dolphins 28-27.
I'm glad you simmered down and you know you're not as cocky as you were because y'all 5-8. You do know that, right?
What does that mean?
You need to be
humble. Still need us. Need us.
We really
you
don't.
Need the Eagles to lose. We play the Eagles twice. You need us.
Right, Envy said drop his music.
There you go.
That's not his music. And that's also very insulting to Italians everywhere. I know Italians are sitting out there like, that's what you think of us? You said play Italian music and you play the freaking theme song of The Sopranos?
That's all we got in the system.
What if somebody say, play some black music and they play good times you'd be mad as hell. That's why nobody take you niggas serious.
If they said play some black music and drop Wade in the Water, how would you feel?
You gonna compare Wade in the Water to Sopranos?
I mean, that's how
you
say they're gonna
on
take
Italian.
It.
You know what? Forget it. But shout to all the Italians out there. Shout to DeVito. Yes. All right. But you need us to
DeVito,
win.
DeVito, because he don't even know his first name.
Tommy.
Yes. You said Danny earlier. I'm like, Tommy. Danny DeVito ain't playing quarterback for no damn body. He couldn't even see over the offensive line.
Well, let's jump right into it. Let's talk about this man in New Jersey.
Yeah, a New Jersey man whose racist rant towards neighbors was captured on video in 2021. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Let's listen to the report and I'll give you some more information on the other side.
A Burlington County man sentenced to 8 years in prison today for harassing and using racial slurs against his neighbors back in 2021. 47-year-old Edward Matthews pleading guilty in October to four counts of bias, intimidation, and drug charges. The investigation started back in July of 2021 after one neighbor filed a harassment complaint. Police were called back to a home a short time later to find Matthews using racial slurs in a verbal rant against four neighbors.
Now, what the report did not say there is there were some additional charges. We want to make sure we put that on the table. He was charged with criminal mischief, possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose, possession of controlled dangerous substance, stalking, possession of drug paraphernalia, and other related expenses. Now, offenses. Now, for people that may not remember this guy, this is the guy that you heard and you saw in the video where he said, this is not Africa. And he also spit on a man as well. Take a listen to some of the rant.
I know what you did. You broke that window. So
window.
I don't care.
These windows got shot out with a shotgun.
I don't care.
222s to the f***ing front face.
I do not care.
In Cherry Hill, the f***ing daughter got smashed.
Exactly. I don't
Is that what you want?
No.
And you want to know where I was when all this happened?
I don't care.
At work, monkey.
I don't care where you were.
At work. Just like I told the Mount Laurel police, get these f***ing monkey n***s out of here and you can't do f***. That's me talking 3602 Gramercy Way, that's where I live. Come f***ing see me. So you were real comfortable. So get me on video so you know what you see. Bring whoever.
Now, as you heard him say, he said, bring whoever. Whoever did show up at this man's house. I remember them trending this. It was a pull-up summer when this happened. Folks went to his house. They stayed outside, I believe, for about a day. The police had to escort him out of the house. Now, again, the investigation found that he used racial slurs when engaged in a verbal altercation with four residents. They also found a pattern of abuse, and that's what resulted in those other charges that I mentioned to you earlier, in that... he also included leaving threatening notes on folks' vehicle. Now, he pled guilty in October to four counts of bias, intimidation, as well as the drug offenses and the other offenses that I mentioned as well, that they found in his home. The judge said that they want to make an example that this type of bias, intimidation will not be tolerated. Now, he did plead for leniency during his sentencing. He asked for the victims. He apologized to the victims. He said he accepted responsibility. The judge ruled that he must spend at least 4 years in prison before he's eligible for parole.
Yeah, you know, when I first heard this story, I was like, damn, 8 years for using racial slurs in America. But when you look at everything else, when you looked at the fact he was stalking his neighbors, he was damaging his neighbors' vehicles. They said he did over $2,500 in damage to his neighbors' vehicles. He was smearing feces on the window. He was selling shrooms. You know, and they actually found the weapon he was using, and they charged him with the weapon. They say it was a slingshot.
A slingshot.
a slingshot is crazy. Where do you even get that from?
I have no idea. But
white
I mean, you
people
know,
just be whiting.
When you put all those charges together, you know, I can see that.
You can see what the 4 years
it makes sense. But damn, you know, a neighborhood has lost a shroom plug.
Can y'all imagine?
That's what you mad about?
No, for real.
Is that the fact? Is that the real loss here?
A whole neighborhood has lost a shroom plug, and I'm trying to figure out how is he so angry when he sells shrooms? He need to get high on his own supply. There's nobody that's using shrooms that would be that angry
upset, right?
At people.
It must not be good.
Damn,
you look crazy, Charlamagne.
Imagine somebody pop the trunk and pull out a slingshot.
The moral to the story is they lost the plug.
A neighborhood has lost a shroom plug.
If somebody pulled out a slingshot, it would scare me.
Somebody popped the trunk at a function and put out a slingshot, that is
crazy.
That's like the person who walked down the street rapping lyrics. Like, you can't play with them type of people.
A good shroom plug is hard to find. That's all I know.
I got
that's what you get about that man and intimidated everybody walking around with a slingshot.
I got you. You need some?
I'm just telling you.
Mushrooms are illegal in New Jersey. I just want to let y'all know.
Oh, sorry.
911, what's your emergency? I'm just letting you know, Laura.
Okay, my bad. Never mind. I don't know none of that.
All right. Thank you, Tez.
Absolutely.
And make sure you subscribe to Tesla and Figaro's podcast, the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, and follow at Tesla and Figaro on all social media platforms.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We were talking behind the scenes about, we actually did the story yesterday about Blueface and Krishan. All right. Now, Blueface said he took a DNA test, a secret DNA test, and it proves that he is not the father of their child. So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're talking about taking a DNA test. Is it foul to take a secret DNA test?
It depends, right? Because if you take the DNA test for somebody that you're with, you know what I mean? Like your actual partner, you know, it kind of shows that you don't trust that individual, because that can go either way, right? It can either not be yours or it can be yours.
You calling her a hoe?
God damn, Lord. It gotta be a hole. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
My God.
But
no.
If you have to DNA, if we're together, or at least together enough where you thought that this child was yours, and you have to secretly DNA test the child.
That don't mean I think you're a hoe. That just means I don't think this child might be mine. I'm just trying to figure it out. Things happen.
That's messed up. Yeah, but on the other side, there's a lot of brothers out there that's raising kids that's not theirs.
But have a conversation. And like
I don't think this kid is mine.
We should be at a certain point.
I don't think it's going to end well. It's going to be like, you know what I mean?
As a girl, you...
Now y'all flipping tables like, Jesus.
As a woman, you would know, though. Like, if a man came to you and asked for a DNA test, if you offended, it's because y'all got to a point where you didn't think that that would be in question. But sometimes women know, and they'd be like, okay, let's do it. Because... you know, like he know.
Or maybe the woman has been being real with the dude, or they've been being real with each other, and they know that they're not the only people they've been with.
Right, and in that situation, you have to respect him coming to you and saying, hey, let's do this, and just be like, okay, cool.
Or it's the dude's mama that say, that baby don't look nothing like you, you need to get a DNA test.
Mm. And by the way, if you sneak to go do a DNA test because you have a suspicion, your intuition is telling you this not your child,
right?
And you end up being right,
you were right.
You're
right.
You can't. Nobody can be mad at me. You can't be mad at me.
The child is not yours.
Yes. If I had a suspicion that this child is not mine, and I snuck to go do a DNA test, and I'm proven right, how dare you be mad at me?
But how dare you?
But what happens if the child is yours?
You shut up. Nobody should find out that you took the DNA test. Stupid.
Well, let's talk. Let's discuss. 800-585-1051. Is it disrespectful to ask for a DNA test? And is it foul to sneak?
I don't think
one?
It's disrespectful at all.
And sneaking and doing it is a little crazy.
Not if you're right.
Let's
discuss. Shouldn't be with a person if you got sneaked to do a DNA test.
That's not true. Because the other thing is, two people might have their own insecurities. You might have been out here doing so much dirt that you like, damn, she had to cheat on
that's
me.
That's my problem once. Or is that your problem? So why are you...
That's my problem. So I do what I got to do. To make my insecurities
yo, shut up, man.
Go down.
Let's go. Okay. Let's open up the phone lines.
I go get this DNA test.
Men just be menin.
800-585-1051. Women in
it. Why do we always make this a man-woman thing? Cut it out.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a situation that comes out of Blueface and Krishan's relationship. Now, Blueface allegedly took a DNA test secretly, and it proved that he is not the father of their child. So we're asking, is it disrespectful to ask for a DNA test, and is it even more disrespectful to secretly do one?
And you got
to
say, we don't know for sure if, like, that DNA test and what he said is real.
Yeah, that's what I said allegedly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, he's saying he took it and it's not his, but we don't know for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, it don't even matter about them.
No.
Yeah, let's talk about the situation.
Yeah, so that is the question. So how would you feel if you were dating somebody, you were pregnant, and a dude got a DNA test and you didn't know?
How serious are we? Like, locked in, or are we just, like, having fun?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Yes,
it does matter. So. If we just having fun and, like, we are honest about the fact that we're dating other people and that happened, I would have to respect it. I would want you to be able to just know me and trust me, but I would have to respect it because we are obviously dealing with other people.
And I would expect you to get a DNA test. That'd be the first thing I'd do. If it was just a girl that I was out here having fun with and she got pregnant, the first thing I'm going to do is you say, let's get a DNA test.
But even if you're in a relationship and you feel possibly that baby is not yours, you wouldn't tell the person because that ruins the whole relationship.
Oh,
that ruins
relationship
the trust.
Is
that ruins
crazy.
Everything. But you might want to know, right? Because what's the first thing usually a guy's mama say? That baby don't look like you. If the baby's here, that baby don't look like you.
But you also know, too, as a guy, what you're doing and how often you're doing it and how locked in y'all are. So, like,
yeah, but
sometimes
we don't know how often the woman is doing it and how much, you know, they could be doing
if
it.
If y'all are under each other all the time, though, like,
that don't mean nothing.
Really?
No. Women are like cats. Men are like see, men, when they go out there and cheat, they get, you know, they do it in the open in front of everybody. Like, you be driving, you driving down the road, you then went past the yard and seen two dogs stuck together. You ain't never seen two cats having sex with each other.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
Yeah.
That's why men are like dogs, women are like cats.
You're smarter.
So I don't think it's disrespectful. No, sneakier. I don't think it's disrespectful, you know, to go do what, you know, Blueface did. You know, you can't tell people trust their intuition, trust their gut. And then when they do, tell them they're being disrespectful. Because if a man sneaks and does it, and he's right about not being the father, being mad at him for sneaking and getting the DNA test, that's just a deflection. That's
even true. If the woman,
that ain't nothing but a deflection.
But that's even right. If the woman really thought that he was the father?
Yes.
But yeah. Like, it's not like she's pinning a kid on you. She just really thought you were the father.
Did you put the other options on the table?
Yeah, you should have put the other options on the table.
Did you say,
pinning the kid
exactly.
on you.
Did you put the other options on the table?
You didn't say it could be
Bill. Hey, I slept with other people.
Person, yeah.
I said that in the beginning. I said, if we're just having fun and I'm sleeping with
other
people.
No, but what people, if you're not just having fun? What if you're in a relationship? But you did creep off.
Well, then that's messed up. Of course, that's messed up.
So you can't be mad at a person for having some intuition and feeling like they should go get a DNA test.
Not at all. Hello, who's this?
Hello, hey, this is Jayla.
Hey, Jayla, good morning. Talk to us. What's your thoughts?
So I don't think it's disrespectful at all to ask for a DNA test. It is disrespectful to get one behind the parent's back, but you could just straight up ask for one. And if they deny the dad getting a DNA test, then, you know, they could take them out in the court.
I think you got to protect your peace, man. I get what you're saying, but, you know, asking for a DNA test is going to start a whole other argument.
Whole beef,
you know what
in
I'm
that
saying?
Household, correct.
So I would much rather, let me go do this on my own.
But if you do it on your own and then the kid is not yours and you decide to stay, do you then have to have a conversation about the fact that you snuck? Like, it's a whole thing.
No. No, because the reason you snuck was true, regardless of
but
what happened.
But you decide to stay. You're not going to...
It doesn't matter, but you lied.
You're not going to say nothing to the woman?
I would be... I mean, I'm not saying that that can't happen, but I think it's very rare to find a man who snuck and did a DNA test, found out the kid wasn't his, and said, I'm just going to keep this to myself. I don't know.
It's cold. People need heat in a high bed.
You stupid. D!
Yes, yes.
D, what's your thoughts, D?
This happened to me.
My thoughts is... It's not disrespectful to ask for a DNA test, but it's disrespectful as hell. Excuse my language, but it's disrespectful to go behind my back and find my child without me knowing. Very disrespectful. I feel like whether we messing around or not, and I say it's your baby and you believe it, then like let's go for it. If you don't believe it, let's get a test. Like, this piece can't go. Be real.
Well, technically, Well, technically, I'm not just swabbing your child. I'm swabbing my child because it's still our child until I find out it's not.
But what is the actual problem of doing it with me around as well, or just telling?
Because I don't want to go through the beef. You know, good and well, you're not gonna take that well if a man comes to you and be like,
"I'm gonna put you out. I'm gonna throw your clothes out."
Anyway,
no, you're not. You're only gonna go through the beef if I find out the child is not mine.
That's
but if
right.
the child is ours, I ain't gonna never
and
say
be no issue.
Come on, like, what's the problem of just saying, like, yeah, I don't feel like the baby is mine?
You know what the problem
like,
is.
He looking a little like that other nigga.
He looked like the other day. That's the problem.
No,
that's
yo,
the
woman, test.
That
no,
would make it even worse. If you say that to me, you better
gotta,
be ready
go
for
test.
It.
Let's see, unless your kid's old enough and they'd be like, Mommy, why did Daddy put that Q-tip in my mouth today? Then now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble.
There is no woman on earth that's going to take that well.
No.
A man coming to her saying, I don't think this baby is mine. Can we get a DNA test?
And he looked like the other one? It's crazy. That...
The only way a woman takes that well is if y'all not in a relationship. If y'all was just sleeping around with each other and, you know...
It would still be foul.
No, I don't think so.
You can't really be mad about it, but you still would be like, be damn,
if she says the child is
like
yours and you're like, well, I want to get a test.
If we just sleeping around, if we don't have no relationship, if we don't know each other, I don't think that's the issue.
You got to be practical and you cannot be upset. But in an inside and in her group chat, she going to be like, y'all know he asked me for it. Like, she going to feel a little way a little bit.
Well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. We're talking about taking a DNA test. Is it disrespectful? And would you secretly do it? Is that foul? Let's discuss this. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about taking a DNA test. Is asking for a DNA test, is that disrespectful? Or what about secretly doing it? Is that disrespectful? Those are the questions we're asking this morning. And hello, who's this?
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia. Good morning. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Hey, now if you're dating a man and you become pregnant, he asks for a DNA test. Is that disrespectful?
Nope. I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna move on. Keep on going. I'm gonna do it.
I like that. See,
okay.
You are a woman with high emotional intelligence.
Now, if you do it, is that?
I don't know. If you want it, I'm gonna do it.
Common sense.
I know who I am as a woman.
Okay.
Now you
gonna argue.
Now when you find out the baby is his, you gonna hold that over his head all the time though.
No. Like
remember
I said,
remember that time you ain't
done.
Trust me.
No, she's going to go pick up your son.
Go pick up your son.
From school.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. Talk to us. What's your thoughts?
So, I'm big on telling everybody, like, get a DNA test. Get a DNA test. It's mama's baby, daddy's baby. So, whether y'all together, no matter what's going on, a DNA test should be had. Nobody should have to sneak into it because it should already... be something that's discussed, and that's something you should talk about before you even have a kid with a person. I want to make sure this is my baby. I'm gonna get a DNA test.
Yeah, you know, I just thought about something too. Like, you know, if you go to a woman and you ask for a DNA test, if she knows that it's a possibility the baby may not be hers, she probably would get highly, highly upset. Because you only go, you it's two things gonna happen. You're gonna get highly upset because you know the baby may not be his, or you're gonna get highly upset because he asked you. But if he asks you and you know it's his, you probably just going to be just sitting back waiting to give him that little smirk like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now what?
But that's why she was so on point. I wouldn't get mad. Mm-hmm. Like, I begged my baby daddy. I was like, please, can you get a DNA test? Like, I tried to lie to him and everything. Like, it's a possibility. I don't know.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that to him?
You play too much.
So you play too much.
You want me to hate you.
I'm going to tell you why I did it, though. My baby daddy is from the country in South Carolina.
What part?
And he feels as if he don't have to do anything because it's not proof that it's his.
What part of South Carolina he from?
Monk's Corner.
He from Dillon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's country.
So he feel like he don't got to do nothing without proof. So when I was putting him on child support, I'm like, just get a DNA test. Just get one. And you know, child support, they ask you, like, do you want to get one? He would not get one. And then he finally confessed, like, I already knew it was mine. I ain't had no doubt about it. I'm like, you still should have got one just for your security. Like, that black and white paper would have made you feel a whole lot better.
That's right.
Well, thank you, mama.
But he would not get one.
Well, thank you so much.
Like everybody should get one. I got five brothers. I be telling my brothers all the time. You don't know what these women do.
That's right.
Even married people, y'all think should do this as well, too?
No.
No, not married people. If you're just in a relationship with somebody and y'all not committed, or if y'all just sleeping around, yeah.
I want that peace in my life. I don't want to have to go through this.
Nah. By the way, I think any time you have any intuition, any inkling that it may not be yours, get a DNA test.
I agree.
Hello. You got that feeling for a reason.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? Gerard.
Hey, what's up, Gerard? Talk to us, brother.
Man, I used to work with a guy, right? Mm-hmm. He found out his daughter wasn't here when he was like, where you going? She looked at him and said, I'm going to see my daddy. Ooh. And he was like, what? So you have to get a DNA test. I heard in Memphis, she's on a mandatory DNA test. Once the woman have the baby,
huh?
They're going to have a DNA test.
What that is?
You are not.
Listen. Goodbye, sir. Goodbye.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Jesus Christ. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is what I said earlier. If you have any, you know, inkling or, you know, your instincts are telling you, it may not be yours. What's wrong with getting a DNA test?
Moral can also be just pull out.
What are you talking about?
Don't get pregnant by somebody that's going to have to question you.
You will get pregnant soon if you go in with the pull out method.
Why?
I'm just saying.
I want you to get on this radio sometimes and defy Delaware stereotypes. We call it dirty Delaware. And all you do every time you get the opportunity to guest host on Breakfast Club is reinforce the dirty Delaware stereotype.
And it feels even dirtier coming from a woman. They're not using condoms if the person is potentially pregnant. So if you're not going to use them,
dirty Delaware.
That way you're not getting on DNA tests.
Guys.
Well, don't be like that. Don't with that disgust. I don't like that.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes. Oh, what we talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
That just threw me off. That was so deep. We are about to go into takeoff.
Okay.
So there was paperwork filed in court that is requesting that his mom comes into court in his place. Remember that case that happened a few years back when a woman accused him of sexual assault?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
So that is still ongoing. So we got to talk about that. And then on the brighter side, Ciara and Russell Wilson welcome their baby.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. What'd you say?
Because I'm old.
You old.
Take my baby aspirin.
Did you take it?
I'm about to take it right now.
Yeah.
You don't take a baby aspirin?
No.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Your heart thing was way better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't had no plaque or nothing on your heart.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I had a little bit.
Mm-mm.
So I take a baby aspirin and statin every day for my cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Well, good morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. Get a chance. Please make sure you go see your doctor. You take your physicals. If you're over the right age, you go check your... I was going to say your butt, but yeah, you go to get a colonoscopy.
Man, shut up, man.
You get a colonoscopy, you check your heart, you check your vital organs out so that you can make sure you're around for your kids and your grandkids and your wives and your parents and your family.
That's right. Our guy, Dr. Puma, over there at Soarin' Medical, I tell everybody, man, go get you a Soarin' heart scan. This is not an ad, by the way. This is something that we both actually did.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And like, there's not a better heart exam test out there. I don't even know how to say it properly, but there's not a better one out there. That it put my mind at so much ease after you get to see what's going on.
Yeah, they show you everything. They'll show you the plaque, how the blood is flowing through, mm-hmm. and if there is an issue or there is a problem, they can fix it right then and there. Whether they have to put a stent in there whatever it may be, they can. And like you said, this is not an ad. I actually went because I was concerned to make sure that I can, you know, be around for my kids, and I was good. So. Just go, if you get a chance, please go get yourself checked out.
It's my baby aspirin right here. You see? Look, Lauren, you're going to be on this in 10 years.
I know what a baby aspirin is. My mom takes them. What are the other ones?
Oh, that was just my fish oil pills and my, I forget what it's called. For your memory.
You forget what it's called for his memory.
Ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo. There you go.
We know what you mean.
There you go.
All right, well, let's get to rumors.
Lauren LaRosa.
So I've been here for a little bit. I've been here for a minute. Move out the way.
Tell her. Man, this is the Rumor Report.
I think a lot of people will recognize the voice and the name. Here we
go. On The Breakfast Club.
Lauren came in hot.
You know, I came in telling the truth.
So, in good news, Ciara and Russell Wilson welcomed their baby girl into the world.
Hey.
Amora Princess Wilson. She came in at 9 pounds, 1 ounce, and they posted a beautiful photo. This is such a little beautiful baby holding her hands with the caption, "We love you so much." So, shout out to them and happy to see that the baby is here, healthy and all that good stuff.
Yeah, congratulations.
Absolutely. Anytime you hear a black woman delivering a child, well, a woman period, but, you know, the black maternal death rate is super high. But anytime you hear a black woman delivering a healthy baby, you know, you should absolutely applaud that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So, in other news, Takeoff. So, Takeoff, who was one third of the Migos group, we all know was killed back in November. November of last year, I believe it was. Hasn't it been a year? I think it's been a year now.
Yeah, November
of last year. But before he passed away, there was a Jane Doe who filed a case and basically said that there were some advancements that were made on her at a party in Encino over in California, and she didn't want the advancements, and it was like a whole thing. Now, when the case was filed, he came out and denied it. But, of course, when he passed away, a judge ruled that basically the case would stay until the proceedings, until his probate proceedings were over. So basically that means like it sits still until they figure out who's in charge of the estate, where things are going, who would be a spokesperson, all that good stuff. Not good stuff, but all that sorting stuff. So now there was something filed on Tuesday by Jane Doe's lawyer, basically asking for Takeoff's mom to be the person that has to be present in court for Takeoff.
That's ridiculous. That man is not here to defend himself. How can anyone speak on his behalf in a situation like that? What would his mom know about that situation?
I'm not sure.
What would his mom know about that situation?
No, she wouldn't know anything. But unless it was some type of video or some type of beyond proof, this is ridiculous.
What would his mom know about that situation? And think about the trauma his mom has gone through because Takeoff is no longer here. Her son was murdered.
Correct.
And now she's being pulled into this.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of. Is like this. I know emotionally, this doesn't put her in a good place.
Correct.
So there's going to be a whole hearing.
And I thought this case was dealt with already. I thought we had him up here and he said it was taken care of a long time ago. I could have sworn.
I don't remember.
I thought it was.
I'm not for sure. What I'm reading online, according to My News LA and a few other places that have picked this up, is that it was stayed. So that means that it kind of just sat still until they figured out all of the probate stuff. And now she's asking this. So there is supposed to be an official hearing to substitute the defendant. So, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people who are upset about this. I know I saw, like, my son, he speak out earlier.
My son.
What the hell did you just say?
my son.
What did you just have called my good brother, my son?
My sonny.
I didn't call him my sonny. Don't.
That was like
a
revolutionary Muppet character.
You messed it up even more.
She done turned my son into a revolutionary Muppet. My sonny was on Sesame Street protesting the injustice that happened to Big Bird.
He spoke out on it earlier. We should have had the audio of him, but he basically was saying that, you know, he takes up for women when women are wrong. He gets a lot of flack for it. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, he doesn't feel like this is wrong. Like this shouldn't happen. Like there's a mom on the other side of this.
I don't think bringing the mom into it is ridiculous.
But I have a question for you guys, though.
Go ahead.
So, for instance, right, with Michael Jackson and that stuff that happened, you know, people were still suing his estate and coming out against the estate after he passed away. Isn't that like this is a really messed up situation on both sides, but isn't that a normal thing for a celebrity when they pass away?
I think the Michael Jackson thing is a little bit different only because Michael did have to defend a lot of this stuff while he was alive. The reason I thought the Michael Jackson stuff was ridiculous is because he beat it when he was alive. When he was alive, they proved that he didn't do any of this stuff. The FBI followed this man for 17 years.
But that's what I was saying even with this case. Unless there's video, there's no way to prove because you're only getting one side. You won't be able to get the other side. And, you know, his mom wasn't there. So unless there's videotape or some type of footage, There's no way.
I thought them pursuing Michael Jackson was ridiculous too. Especially being that he went through all of this when he was alive.
They did it up until like last year. I forget the guys' names, but they won something.
Did they?
I believe they did.
I don't remember them winning nothing though.
I'm gonna look it up, but I believe they. I remember when it came down.
Because if somebody sues, they're gonna sue you, and if you pass away, they're gonna sue your estate. But like I said, unless it's evidence,
what is his mom supposed to say?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all. I'm like, what is his mom supposed to say in this situation?
I don't know, but I
like,
just...
come on, man.
I would hate to be the person on either side of this situation, especially a mom. You're dealing with your baby being taken away, and now you gotta... yeah. It's just... yeah. Well, that's all.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Charlamagne, who are you giving that down to?
Jevin Allen and his brother, 22-year-old Jarek Allen. Jevin is 17. Jarek is 22. Somebody has to be the adult in these situations involving these youngins, but we'll discuss.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Same. I was born a donkey.
It's
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
The evil laugh after that going into Donkey today. You really are hell.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Did you see that?
He's a Grinch.
I don't think that you just took an aspirin. I think you just took something else.
Oh, man. Donkey today for Tuesday, December 12th, goes to 17-year-old Jevin Allen and his older brother, 22-year-old Jarek Allen. More so to Jarek because Jevin is only 17, but actually to both of them. Okay, but Jarek, you're 22. You're supposed to know a little bit more than Jevin. Just a little bit more, because we all know that the prefrontal cortex doesn't fully mature until 25 years old. But here's the thing. Jevin is a basketball player. Okay, he got benched by his coach. Mm-hmm. His coach benched him because of his behavior toward an opposing team player. I don't know what Jevin did to the other player, but whatever he did warranted his coach benching him, or his coach thought it warranted a benching. All right, cool. Trust the coach. All right, the coach is the coach for a reason. The coach is someone who tells you what you don't want to hear, who has you see what you don't want to see so you can be who you have always known you could be. Well, Jevin didn't see it that way. Neither did his family. Because when the team returned back to the high school, Jevin and his family were waiting in the parking lot for the coach.
Yeah.
And this happened. Let's go to KHOU 11 for the report, please.
A Willis High School basketball player is out on bond, accused of attacking his coach. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, 17-year-old Jevin Allen was upset about being benched during Tuesday night's game against Conroe. He and his older brother, Jarek, are accused of then waiting for the coach outside the school, then attacking him in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Both are charged with assaulting a public servant. Willis ISD telling us the coach is recovering well tonight. The district goes on to say they determined the student's address was no longer valid, so he has been withdrawn from the district, and they are deeply saddened by this incident and will not tolerate this behavior from students.
And they shouldn't tolerate it. Okay, everybody can't be crazy. You and the brother? I expect the 17-year-old to bug out. I expect the 17-year-old to have low emotional IQ. But where are the adults? Where are the OGs? Where are the older people in the family to say, no, Jevin, the coach is right? Or even if you don't think the coach is right, knowing you can't resort to violence. Jarek, you're 22 years old. You gotta tell your little brother you can't resort to violence just because he didn't get his way. This sense of entitlement that exists amongst people in this era is insane to me. And the fact that nobody is telling this 17-year-old this isn't the way to handle this, and instead they are saying, yeah, you right, we gonna whip his ass with you, is insane to me. Now, I know 22 ain't the oldest, but damn. Also, Allen, Allen's, since it's Jevin and Jarek, tell me what college is Jevin going to get in? What college team is going to want Jevin to play for them when they know this is what could potentially happen when things don't go his way? Just because he didn't get his way, you know, him and his brother decided to whip the coach's ass. Not to mention, now you have an assault on a public servant charge on your record, which is also going to make your life more difficult, all because you made an emotional decision. This is why I don't understand when men talk about women. Women don't know how to control their emotions. Humans don't know how to control their emotions. Okay, by the way, this is why social and emotional learning needs to be taught in schools, kindergarten through 12th grade, because Jevin and Jarek absolutely needed to exercise emotional control. Take a deep breath instead of reacting right away. Okay, whether positive or negative, give yourself a moment to process what happened. Okay, find out what you're feeling, replace negative thoughts, channel your energy, explore your emotions. There is a plethora of things you can do before you resort to violence, but my biggest issue in this situation is nobody is leading this young man or young men correctly. Jarek, you the big brother. You're not an OG by any means. I'm 45. I was born in 1978, so to me, you a baby. But this news report said Jevin's family was in the parking lot. I don't know. I just know that there was nobody there to tell these young men, this is not the move. Old men for counsel, young men for war. But when no counsel is being provided by the older folks, what are these young people to do but go to war? Because the biggest war they're fighting is with themselves. Please give Jevin Allen and Jarek Allen the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
President of the Fat Lives Matter Committee pulled up his stats for the 23-24 season.
Mm-hmm.
15 points per game.
Okay.
Three assists.
Mm-hmm.
Three steals.
Mm-hmm.
Games played, one. Okay. that's a decent stat line for one game.
Games played, one.
that's a decent stat line for one game, young Jevin.
All right.
Okay, but you got to learn some emotional intelligence. Okay? Your emotional IQ has to be way higher than that, because in life, things aren't going to go your way, okay, all the time. And if the coach benched you because you made a poor decision, the coach knew exactly what he was doing. That just gives you an opportunity to think about, you know, the decisions you make moving forward. If you indeed want to play. But now you ain't playing for nobody, because you made an even worse decision after the coach benched you for making a poor decision. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. Always remember that.
But did the coach fight back?
Well, they said people came to
help him out.
He would have got in trouble if he fought back.
I don't know.
No, it was defense. It was self-defense.
Because he's a 22-year-old brother. He ain't in school. He get his ass whipped. Mm. Lucky he ain't get shot.
He had the right coach.
That's right. And he was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky he ain't get shot.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey, today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're asking, would y'all delete social media for a healthy relationship? That is the question. 800-585-1051.
Healthy relationship with who? Yourself? Your spouse?
With your girl or your man or your spouse. It doesn't matter who you're into. A lot of people feel like social media breaks relationships up.
Yeah, I think everybody need to delete their social media if you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself. Because that's the relationship I see people ruining the most. The relationship they have with themselves.
So that is the question. Will y'all delete your social media for a healthy relationship? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Lauren LaRosa is here. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, would you delete your social media for your relationship? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne and I are in relationships. Not with each other, but you know what I mean.
We are happily married men.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, not with each other, but you know what we mean.
Man, shut up. Nobody thinks that. Anybody out there listening right now knows exactly what you meant. You be having to clarify that for yourself.
That's not true.
Because in your mind, your subconscious be thinking that.
No.
You want me. You never going to have me, bro. It's not happening.
What?
All right?
We go together.
No, we don't.
Say real bad.
Real bad.
No, not bad at all.
All right. We'll see Friday when we go together for our free consultation. But anyway, Lauren LaRosa. Would you get rid of your social media for a healthy relationship?
What relationship?
Damn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lauren.
I'm going to be in a healthy relationship.
I don't think you would.
If I didn't have to do this for work every day, I would. If it was a healthy relationship and I was at peace, I would do it.
So if you found a man that y'all love, y'all were into each other, and he goes, babe, just drop the social media. Drop everything that you're doing online. Let's just get away with it, and let's just have a healthy relationship.
And so I don't got to do this for work. So he take care of
you. You got to figure out another job.
What I'm going to do? Hard labor?
What am I going to do?
I believe that we all should delete our social relationship. I said social relationship.
Social
we should all delete our social media to have a healthy relationship with ourselves. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people don't have a healthy relationship with themselves. And being that they don't have a healthy relationship with themselves, they go on social media and they seek validation from people who don't even give a damn about them. And they can't even form
facts,
thoughts without going to see what everybody on social media thinks about something. I think that if you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself, you should delete your social media, establish a healthy relationship with yourself, and then maybe in the future you can be emotionally mature enough to handle social media, because I think 99% of people are not emotionally mature enough to handle social media in no way, shape, or form because they don't have a healthy relationship with themselves.
Yeah, I agree. I think social media is the devil, especially when it comes to relationships, especially if you put your relationships involved with it. I just think there's too many things out there. And, you know, at first, social media, I believe, was created as a fun tool, right? You wanted to share your life and share experiences and do different things like that, connect with family and friend. But now it just become a place where people just hate on each other and try to outdo each other and try to hurt each other.
And it breeds so much envy. Because people sit on social media and they look at everybody's highlight reel. Salute to my good brother, Stephen Furtick, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, all day. Stephen Furtick always says that. He says that, you know, social media is people's highlight reel. Like, they're not showing you the process of life. They're not showing you the times they fail. They're not showing you the times they make mistakes. They're not showing you the times that they down.
No, they do. You know? But when you do, people laugh at it. People make fun of it. People destroy it. Like, there's a lot of people out there that show their what they're going through. But if you say, I'm having a hard day, it's bad. There's going to be a comment to go kill yourself then.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. That's
yeah,
what
I mean? That's, so what, people do show it, but it's just...
And that's exactly why I say you have to have a healthy relationship with yourself. Can't nobody tell me about me. Can't nobody make me believe something about me that I know is not true. So therefore, I have a healthy relationship with myself already, so social media can't do nothing to me.
That's you got to learn that, though. Yep. Like some people never even been put in a position to even realize that they don't have that relationship with mm-hmm. themselves. Like, some people think they good.
I agree. Tasha, turn your radio down.
Okay.
What's your thoughts, Tasha?
Okay, yeah, I don't mind doing it. It's just to the point where, like, we can revisit the social media thing after we get a certain type of boundary and trusting and stuff in our relationship. Then we can probably revisit it later on, like create a social media page together or something. Because if I was at work one day and I answered my phone one day, and as soon as I opened it up, it was a guy pleasuring himself. I just remember feet and TV and his stuff.
You see feet and TV and stuff.
I want men to know that that's not like, you're not about to be like, oh yeah, what's up to that. I hate women.
Why do people do that?
Why would people just send you videos like that to your DM?
I don't know, but that is very weird, and nothing about that will ever get you a response that you're looking for, so don't do it.
But imagine, how do you get that when they don't follow you? I don't understand that either. How are they able to send
you? Could just send it. They do it everywhere. Facebook, Instagram.
That's
like,
disgusting.
It is.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Hey, Denise. Would you delete your social media for a healthy relationship?
Absolutely not.
No, why not?
You know why?
Why?
Because if it's a stable, strong relationship, anything I put on social media shouldn't bother you.
Well, that's the whole point. That's why I keep saying over and over, you know, some people need to delete their social media because they don't have a healthy relationship with themselves. If you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself, you can't have a healthy relationship with nobody, period.
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 And that's true.
Okay.
So,
oh, damn. Hung up on
her. Yeah, you meant to do that.
No, I didn't. I thought she was finished. She said, period. That's the end.
You meant to do
800-585-1051. So that's what we're asking. Would you delete your social media for a healthy relationship? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, would you delete your social media for a healthy relationship? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is your girl Sadia, like K Sadia. What's up?
What's up, K Sadia? What up, Sadia?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
My thought is, if it ensures a healthy relationship, I don't see a problem with somebody taking a break from social media. You know what I mean? Especially if it'll benefit their significant other.
That's right.
Okay, I'm with you. Thank you, Mama.
But you gotta like completely delete it, or you could just deactivate it and come back when y'all figure it out.
Delete it.
Oh, okay.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Grandma Keith coming out of Detroit.
Grandma Keith?
Grandma Keith.
Oh, Grandma Keith. Okay.
Grandma Keith from Detroit.
Okay, I got
That's very on brand.
All right. What's up, brother? Talk to us.
Yes, yes. How y'all doing?
Blessed, black, and highly favored. What's happening, brother?
Awesome. Same here. So I feel like I would not delete social media. And don't get me wrong. I respect what my woman's saying, but I feel like social media is a great tool today. Like, number one, I'm self-employed, so I feel like, you know, it's a great networking tool. I got somebody just messaging me back now, actually, for something I just posted. Now, my woman just needs to, you know, we need to get on the same page, and I just need to make sure she trusts me, but I need social media, so I feel like I wouldn't delete it.
Okay.
That's a damn shame.
What's that?
That's a damn shame. You probably got you a great woman, but you couldn't delete social media for your woman. If somebody said to you, man, all you got to do is delete your social media and you and your woman will have the most healthy, fruitful relationship, you wouldn't be willing to delete your social media. You care about all them strangers and the validation of those strangers over that one good woman?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, that's a hell of a way you put it. But at the end of the day, if social media just made me 10 grand, she goes, oh, baby, dang, it made you how much?
That money ain't worth it, bro, when you sick and you old, you know what I'm saying? You need somebody to wipe your ass. You got a black woman or a white woman?
I agree. She's Hispanic.
Oh, yeah. Keep your social media. If you had a black woman, I tell you, delete it.
Yo, she's stupid, man. What's wrong with you, man?
I knew he was in an interracial relationship. I could feel it. Even though Spanish is real close, you know what I'm saying? Spanish is, I don't really care about black and Spanish relationships. What?
Okay. Are you in a healthy relationship with yourself?
Hell, can't y'all tell?
Sometimes no. I can.
Are you out of your mind?
Sometimes I cannot.
Don't nobody love me like me.
I can tell you you big yourself up.
You damn right. And it took a long time to get here because I dealt with imposter syndrome for a long time and I did not feel worthy for a long time. I got to a place of worthiness on December of 2019 and can't nobody move me from this place of worthiness. You hear me? All praises due to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is AJ from 803.
AJ.
Metro!
Now talk to us. What's your thoughts, AJ? Would you give up your social media for a healthy relationship?
I have done that already. And back in 05, I gave up Facebook. It helped, but it only helped that issue. Then it was an Instagram issue.
We gotta give it up Instagram. All.
I'm on nothing right
now. I gave up Facebook, but I kept Instagram. I gave up Instagram, but I kept OnlyFans. You gotta give up everything.
Yeah, it's all gone now, but it still don't help. It just helps with that one issue.
Do you and your woman have a healthy relationship now?
No.
No.
That's because you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself, and she don't have a healthy relationship with herself.
What's the problem?
I can't tell her what's wrong, you know? If I not speak my mind, she feel like it's the end of the world. I should just leave there.
But what's wrong?
Y'all should go to therapy. Y'all should go to therapy together. Yeah,
definitely should go to therapy. What's wrong?
Y'all should go to couples therapy.
It's just a lot of yelling. It's toxic. A lot of yelling, a lot of cursing at the kids and stuff like that I don't like.
You can't curse at the kids.
If I say that, then I'm telling her she's a bad mom.
Did she hit you?
That's not what I'm saying.
Did she hit you?
No.
Okay. Y'all need to go to couples therapy.
She threatened me.
She threatened me.
Listen to me. Blue face. Blue. Blue, you and Krishan need to go to couples therapy, okay?
It's AJ.
I got you. I thought
no, for real, man. Go to couples therapy. Make that a New Year's resolution, man. Go to couples therapy. If y'all love each other, if y'all care about each other, if y'all really trying to make it work, man. Y'all got to learn how to communicate.
She definitely yoked you up, put you in a headlock.
Blink twice if you need
I got you, though. I'm going to think about it.
She white? Help? She white?
No, she's black.
Okay.
Oh, I know that headlock was tight.
Just making sure.
You need help, bro?
Therapy.
All right, man. Good luck.
Therapy.
He's getting beat up at home. I just want you
therapy.
To
therapy.
He needs help. All right, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is your relationship with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship you have in life. So delete your social media so you can have a healthier relationship with yourself. That is the most important relationship. Mm. You hear me, Lauren?
Yep.
Delete it.
I thought it was make a Finsta. So that way if you delete the main one, they don't even know about the Finsta.
Oh, my goodness. We got rumors on the way?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
We are going to talk Beyonce.
So Beyonce?
Beyonce, Queen B, is in a little heat right now. There's a famous designer that is calling her out about some of the imagery from the Beyonce Renaissance visuals.
Is the designer black?
No.
No, he is not.
What is the designer?
Caucasian.
No, I don't know his. Let me see.
I think it was Caucasian. I think I seen the picture.
We shall discuss.
She white? We'll find out when we come back. I don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Over there trying to calculate if the Giants can still make it into the playoffs. The answer is no, nigga. It's not happening.
We have a 0.4% playoff chance.
I don't even know what that means.
That means no.
Okay.
0.4%.
You could have just said no from the beginning. You could have said you're
right. We got a 0.4%. If we win every game, the Cowboys lose all their games, Eagles lose all their games, we got a chance.
Yeah. Okay.
Good morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. Lauren LaRosa is here. She's our special guest host.
Mm-hmm.
What is your team? I ain't ask you. I did, but you didn't answer earlier.
You're from Delaware, so it got to be the Eagles, right?
It got to be, but I don't really care. I just mean whatever.
Charlamagne said y'all would have. Yeah,
Delaware Groundhogs.
Delaware don't have a NFL team.
I know that. Duh. We know that. Why would they?
Well, you said it like that was a real team.
Let me Google. Is that a Delaware team? Professional sports team, see what comes up. Delaware Fighting Blue Hens. Delaware
State Hornets. That's UD. The Blue Hens is UD.
Delaware Blue Coats.
I don't know them.
Delaware Thunder.
Oh, we got the
Delaware Wizards.
What the hell's the UD?
University of Delaware.
Oh. That's not a professional team.
Yeah, Delaware has no major professional sports.
University
teams.
Of Delaware is the Blue Hens. The Hornets is Delaware State University.
Okay.
And two shout out NCAA to my HBCU. Division I college programs.
There you go.
That rarely make major headlines.
Damn.
That's what the article says.
But did you have to add that part?
It says, in fact, only one state among our 50 has more fervent fans, even though Delaware has no major professional sports teams and just two NCAA Division I college programs that rarely make major headlines.
Mm.
Yeah. So no shout out to Delaware.
Well, to answer your question, Envy, I just be going with whoever is on. If whoever has the best like food and drinks at their like watch parties for the football games, that's where I'm at with it.
Okay, man. Go to Rover Report. Jesus Christ.
Lauren LaRosa.
So I've been here for a little bit. I've been here for a minute.
Move out the way. Tell her.
Made it. This is the Rumor Report.
I think a lot of people will recognize the voice and the name.
Here we go.
On the Breakfast Club.
Lauren came in hot.
You know, well, I came in telling the truth. So, I'm going to butcher this name a little bit. So, Beyonce is being called out by an illustrator and artist. The artist is...
Why are you snorting, yo?
Why
you stop snorting from the door?
To be racist. Go ahead. Go. Let me hear it.
The artist is... He's a Japanese illustrator. His name is Hajime Sariyama. I actually got that... Oh, I did great.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you started stuttering and you laughed.
Hajime Sariyama is the illustrator's name. Now, he has been doing illustration in his art since 1983, but he didn't really start focusing on a lot of what he's calling Beyonce out for. He's actually been doing it since, since 83, but he's gotten into a lot of the fiction-inspired stuff, which is what we're going to talk about more recently in the early 70s. Now, he's worked with people like The Weeknd. This is a design that he did for The Weeknd. You guys have to take a look. For everybody that can't see us.
What's that, a robot?
It's like a silver
robot-like
fixture. Now, what he's basically saying is that when Beyonce did her Renaissance visuals, she was inspired by his work, basically copied his work, according to him. And instead of doing this, she could have just hit him up and she would have made... He said that he would have made her better designs like he did for his homeboy The Weeknd.
That looked like something he might have stole from Marvel or DC or Star Wars anyway.
They all look like
that
robots.
That looked like something out of Tron. How do we know that that's an original design from him?
More photos of Beyonce.
You see me. I'm a Pinkett Smith one for those Carter. Watch this. Yeah. Now, hey, he lying.
Oh,
what else?
Oh, I got some evidence because I also
Whose side are you on?
I am on Beyonce's side. So again, I want you guys to take a really good look at the illustration and the work that he does.
It
right?
looked like Silver Surfer. Seen that before?
Now in
2007,
Beyonce popped out at the BET Awards in this costume right here. See. Does this look at all?
Now hold on, I remember her getting accused of stealing. Then now was that from the same person?
It might have been. I'm not for sure, but what he tried to
Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz. Been there, done that, seen it.
The Wiz.
Both.
Yes.
Either or.
Yep. You're right. Well, right here in 2007, this was the Beyonce
Bumblebee
tour.
Transformers.
That looked like Transformers.
Seen that, done that.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yeah, so basically he is saying you could have reached out to me, but I think Beyonce's on her
Did
own
he
way.
Reach out to Hasbro? Did he reach out to Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Warner Brothers? I'm just making up stuff.
Hasbro's
Did he reach out to anybody?
Hasbro's actually having a tough time right
know.
Now. They have to lay off like 1,100 people because the people are not buying games like they did. So Transformers.
I thought that's Mattel.
No, that's Hasbro.
Who's
also,
Barbie? Barbie's Mattel, right?
Monopoly, and there's one more. Dungeon Dragons. What is it? Something Dragons. Yeah, they're not doing too well. Okay, continue on.
Well, yeah, so...
No ideas original, nothing new under the sun. I don't know what he's talking
especially
about.
Especially art. I think art is inspired and re-inspired and recreated all
But
the
she
time.
Didn't sell anything, so what would be, she, you're inspired by, right?
Yeah, but a lot of times, artists, illustrators, they're very sensitive about what they put out in the world. So I think he's just saying, if you were inspired by me, I would have loved to have worked with you and
he
gotten
shout
that
out.
Platform and that stage.
He does. He wants a shout out.
He want his name on the banner when she perform.
Tag him on IG.
He's very successful though, but he didn't get the Beyonce look, so that's what he wanted. I'm assuming
he wants a shout out from Beyonce.
Want right. a tag on IG.
Now, talking about Beyonce, you guys remember the when the Beyonce movie that just happened a few weeks ago came out?
Yep.
The Beyonce Experience.
31 million first week.
Yep. 21. She was 21. She was number one in the box office.
Okay.
That has decreased. There was a 77% collapse. So now she is at number 5. And she is coming in behind this new anime film. Not going to even try to pronounce the title of the film, but
you just don't care about Asian people this morning, do you?
I just don't want to mess it up.
Crazy.
I care enough that I don't want to get it wrong.
If you really cared, you'd have practiced beforehand because you knew you were doing this.
I tried to practice this one beforehand, but
I know. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Nope.
Let's try.
No,
try.
Me not.
Let me see.
Let me see.
I'd rather fail and not do it.
Let me see.
Damn.
No.
Let me see the name.
You want to see?
I believe in you, Lauren.
You
come
do
on.
Not.
I believe
you don't
in
believe
you in the Delaware education system.
Envy believes. Envy believes in me. Here we go.
Pronounce it.
Oh, you got that. I got to try.
You wasn't going to say it so I can hear you first?
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
I'm not doing it.
And that is your rumor report.
Let me see what it is.
Oh, boy.
Y'all so scary to mispronounce words. I do that for a living. What are you talking about?
He can't even see. He ain't
like
got
that.
No glasses, nothing.
Right here.
Nigga ain't got nothing.
Easy money, man.
Say it.
Hey, yo, Miyazaki.
Okay.
Heyo Miyazaki, easy money.
But
come
how you know
on,
that
Heyo's
not Hayo?
Heyo Miyazaki, easy call.
Couldn't a Heyo be Hayo?
Yeah, oh, that's an easy one. Heyo Miyazaki.
Now it's easy. I just showed you.
Heyo Miyazaki.
Easy call. Easy call, man.
Yes, that's the movie that she's coming after. They're leading in the box office.
I'm so afraid to mispronounce words. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah, we know. And that is your rumor report. Why you looking at me like that, man?
I'm just sitting here.
Congratulations again to the Giants. We won last night. The Cowboys need us to beat the Eagles.
We don't need y'all to
We
do
play
nothing.
The Eagles two games. There's four games left. We play two out of the four. We play the Eagles. They need us to win one of those games. But
we don't need y'all to do nothing.
You need us. And that is the Breakfast Club. Mix us up next. Let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I ain't gonna lie, I'm tired. Sunday night, I stayed up late to watch the Cowboys game, went to bed after midnight. Last night, stayed up late to watch the Giants. I'm tired.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I stayed up late Sunday night to watch my Cowboys. And then yesterday, I came to work, but then I also flew to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Operation Hope Global Forum with my man John Hope Bryant. Salute to John Hope Bryant, man. What they're doing with the Operation Hope Global Forum is amazing. If you've never been to a Hope Global Forum, you know, hopefully one day you can attend. You need to attend. If you don't know what the Hope Global Forum is, it's a community designed to galvanize thought and action around building an economy that works for everybody. And they do this through a series of curated thought leadership events And yesterday, the Operation Hope Global Forum is absolutely one of those events. So you can go see some of the brightest and best minds, you know, just have conversations about the current world that we're living in. They had a guy named Sam Altwall. Y'all know Sam Altwall, right? He was there with his robot.
Okay. I don't think I know
that. I think her name was Sophia, I believe her name was. That robot was crazy.
Yeah?
Yes. Because the robot was answering questions. It was very interesting. Mm. Very interesting. But Sam Altman, I'm sorry. Not Sam Altwell. Sam Altman, I'm sorry. Sam Altman, he's the CEO of OpenAI. Mm. Yeah, so he spoke yesterday with his robot there. But yeah, salute to John Hope Bryant, man. The good brother Bishop T.D. Jakes saw him yesterday. Had an amazing time there at the Hope Global Forum yesterday afternoon. Then I flew back here. And then I'm here again this morning. So hello.
Hi.
So long story short, yes, I'm tired too.
All right. Well, when we come back, positive notice, The Breakfast Club, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
And we don't you want to give me your Instagrams or anything?
Yeah, I was Delaware waiting for you to say thank you for Delaware joining us.
We love Delaware, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't
it.
Know if Delaware is dirty, but there's some dirty people in Delaware for sure.
There's dirty people everywhere.
But y'all claim it. Damn. Social media, people from Delaware used to always say dirty Delaware, dirty Delaware.
I remember this. Say,
yes.
I don't know where that comes from.
I don't know where it comes from either, but you reinforce a lot of the dirty Delaware stereotypes. Lauren LaRosa.
Nobody thinks
it just
dirty,
be you in your own world.
That's
I don't think you as one with yourself as you think you are.
Very much so.
It's a lot of projecting. Just because you ain't washed your neck this morning.
No, I ain't even talking about physically. I'm just talking about...
I'm talking physically.
No, I'm talking about...
Did you wash your neck this morning?
No.
I'm talking like spiritually, emotionally, mentally, aura.
I know why they call it dirty Delaware.
Why?
So according to Google, WHYY says it's the water. There are some streams. There are some. In 2022, WHYY said Delaware rivers and streams are contaminated with pollutants such as oil. You know what?
Y'all dirty.
Come to Delaware today.
If it's in the water, you dirty.
Come to Delaware. Come to Wilmington, Delaware. There, it's a lot.
You know
on
your
there.
Body is made of 3/4 water, so you are your water.
To the water y'all drink and the water you shower with is dirty.
I don't even know why I googled this because it just pissed me off.
Delaware is dirty.
That is hilarious.
I'm done.
But leave us on a positive note.
Yes, I just want everybody out there to understand this one thing. You can't change someone who doesn't see an issue with their actions. You can only change how you react to that person. Okay? Have a good day.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.